Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Yeah, I was looking for something I'm gonna need, but Grace knows where it's at, but she out there gallivanting. She out there gallivanting on airplanes and stuff. She went to Texas first and then somewhere else. I don't know where she at. She doing something. She out there being fast. That's what those old folks need to correct themselves be saying about people. There it is. Grand Rising, everybody. You're missing the flair of Grace being Grace in herself. But today is a good, okay, Grace is a good person and does all her great things. Tyrell, what you do is you just do it, send it to somebody else. That's it. That's it. $10 maybe, or well, it won't be more than 50. It's very affordable, very affordable. That's what you do. You just send it to somebody else and they'll just speak it. Yeah, be no problem. And just make sure you keep the original version without the voice and just the music. You get what I'm saying? And you'll be just fine. That way you can have both for when maybe you want to change that narration to a different language, that to the Hispanic community. You get what I'm saying? So you keep those English subtitles, but now you got the Hispanic voiceover. So I always keep the one without. That's okay. From all my mistakes. I've learned along the way. Yes. Have y'all seen Sugar looking all sugarlicious? Have y'all seen that? She had her birthday yesterday. Yes. It must be nice to be sexy after 50. You know what I'm saying? Look at you.
After 60. Okay.
After 60. All right now.
I got my bras yesterday and I'm very pleased. I'm very secure and I'm very happy.
Good. I sure appreciate you.
Have a great birthday present. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, we've got some more on the way out, especially Cindy Colley. We got some more on the way out for that as well. So we are very grateful for all of you. There's a bunch of things here that I want to get across to you. And have y'all noticed what we've been doing all week? Has that become, now if you like Dolores and you've been in every single thing, you got you a whole new company almost, you know what I'm saying? Like you're blessed beyond measure. But have you noticed? If not, I'll break it down for you and then I'll talk to you about something important. We have taken the company just this week. I'm just going to isolate everything to this week. I don't want to go past this week because that's a different conversation. But we've taken it, the company, and we've asked where we're going. I knew, but I realized that I haven't been clear in communication to the people important that drive the vehicle. So I made them ask and I made them answer. And in asking and answer, they came up with new things as well. That's number one. And then we highlighted the big picture. Okay, now that we know where we're going, which is a physical community, genuinely a whole city with a government, that means nothing that we can do can be lighter than that. It means that everything we do must point back to that and point towards that. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, Marcia, if you know where you're going, and I hope y'all hear this, if you know where you're going, then I can't put a destination on you that doesn't fit where you're going. If Sugar knows the type of man God is going to send her, I can't put the type of man on her that doesn't fit that. Is this making sense to you? If you know who you are, I can't make you be who you're not. And in business, we have to, in the same way we protect our hearts, is the same way we need to protect our bank accounts. Since we know, Dolores, that we're going to a physical city, every program, every idea, everything that establishes culture that we do now will be in that city. A lot of times we try to change things once it breaks. But that's not really wise. How about you just prevent the problem? Think about if we just washed our hands, how many people would not have COVID in the Western Hemisphere? Forget America. Let's see what. Now we're attempting to get better and wear masks and do all these other things and change laws. You know, I shouldn't have to wear masks. Soap and water would have stopped all that. So it's better to prevent a problem than to fix it. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Now, while the analogy is facts, also the conspiracy theorist in me says, well, if soap and water can kill the pandemic, the thing, then why the hell they make it in the first place? You know, but don't worry about that. That's my other side of my brain that says, did we really land on the moon? You know, don't worry about that part, Tyrell. Don't worry about that part. That's that thinker. That's that free thinker, sugar. Just always thinking, you know, always thinking, never trusting what the government says. But nevertheless, then you saw us build front end. And I showed you Russell Brunson, front end, multi-system. We saw us build the map. You didn't see us build it, but the map. Should you have been with us yesterday in All Things Text, you saw us build one of those nine things on the front end, great leader, which leads me to my legacy. And that's the rest of this meeting. I am, you, before I tell you what I am, let me see if I resonate or if why I am resonates with a few people. So this section is going to be call and response. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to a Black church, but the preacher say something and pause because he or she expects a response. And it'd be something like, and you know God is. That's right, Pastor. Good. It's called and response. So that's this section right here. I'm going to need some call and response from y'all just for a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever reached, or can you remember when you looked at yourself inwardly, like genuinely, not trying to impress nobody, and you were disappointed at yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I see.
Yes.
Yes. That's all the time.
No doubt. And I know it's always my holy rollers.
Yes.
I have to always get past that representative with some people, Prophet Jerry. Okay. This is not the conversation for I never or no or God is. Nope. This ain't got nothing to do with God being good. This ain't got nothing to do with your negative self-talk. Had nothing to do with that. We're talking about you look at your life and say, Antonio, you underperforming and you know better. You know what I'm saying? Like you see, it's got to be more to life than what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. That's
so true.
That's the energy for the rest of this meeting, because that's how all of this started 24 years ago. And that's how all of this became to be. And I remember making it. And I remember when I realized I'm special. Now, let me define that. There is no such thing as I was born special or people were born special. Do you understand? Don't tell your subconscious I said this. Okay. Don't tell your subconscious I said this. But we have it way back here, Renee, that only those wealthy people, they got to be special. Something different about them. It's something different about Will Smith. Y'all don't want to play with me, man. It's something different about Michelle Obama. I don't know. It's just, she must have been like that all her life. It was just her time. Y'all don't fool me now. You know, Frida, ain't no difference between you and Michelle Obama. You understand? And I know you know it, but in that little part, behind that good hair, that little part back there, we look at Lisa Nichols and we use her as an excuse for why we can't get what she got. We say, I can't speak like that. Come on, help me out, somebody. I can't do what Antonio do. I can't sell. Oh, don't fool me now. Come on. As if selling is only to special people. This is why I wish Monica would do a double duty. She don't be sitting in San Antonio right there. And Monica would have went, you sure right there. She would have right there. Her face would have let y'all know that she understand what I'm talking about.
You see? You can't see it, but I can hear it.
Like, think about it, y'all. We use other people as an excuse for ourselves not to be great. So when I realized I was special, I'm not talking about using me as an excuse for why you can't do what I do. I'm not talking about I was born from some divine semen. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when I decided to do what Lisa Nichols would say, extraordinary decisions every day until, and this is what Antonio would say, my harvest caught up with me extraordinarily. And I remember when it happened. I said, I need to write a book. And it wasn't Keep Walking. That I wrote that book in 2014 because I just had something in me I needed to come out. But The Richest Man in the Trash Can was a statement that I made. Let me explain to you The Richest Man in the Trash Can, in which you need to get, even if it's the digital copy. Listen to me and listen to me well. I don't even tell my story in that book. I just assume you know who the hell I am. Rewind, press play. I'm trying to tell you about the time when I realized what I said to myself, I'm special. I done fooled around and did what my grandmother prayed about. Come on, sugar, you know what I'm talking about. You know.
Amen.
It's two or three of us. We only here because grandmother was praying. But I ain't gonna bother y'all with that. But it's two or three of us here that know what I'm talking about. I actually became what my grandmother was praying I would become when I was very much so nothing like what I am today. This is where them old folks say, he looked beyond my faults.
And saw beyond my needs.
My grandmother looked at me bad and unruly. And
come on now, preach this thing.
Following people and said, boy, you a leader, you better stop acting like that. And then I, 2000, whatever, I sat down and I told the team, don't bother me. Every day I'm coming to office, don't bother me. And I sat down and I started writing. That asked Tim, but I put my headphones in. I said, yeah, I run the car, don't bother me. And I sat down and I wrote The Rich Man Trash Can. I didn't even know the name of the book. Deanna named the book. But the book is so bold, I don't even bother to explain who I am or tell my story. Do you understand the unmitigated gall you have not to even explain yourself and just start talking about this, what y'all need to do? Because I approached that book, Jerome, as my legacy. This is what I understood. If I die, I want this book to be everything that I know about making money, getting back up and making money, losing that money and getting back up and making money again. The one I've been 600, it's the longest book I've ever written in my life. It's 686 some pages. I'm like, I don't know what it is. Crazy. And then I had the audacity to give it away for free. Don't even make no sense, Arshia. This is stupid. Because I understood one day I'm gonna die. And there is nothing. There's not a collective collection of me anywhere And so I thought about it and I said, this is where Mexit even comes from. I said, what am I about? The middle class exit. Notice, until the richest man in the trash can was out, didn't really say Mexit much. Keep listening. I'm going somewhere. So I said, what do I want to be known for? And I had to go deep in me, past my grandmother's prayers, and find me. And Jerome, I said to myself, I don't like that my people are struggling. And if I die, and I will, I want to be known as the person that walked them out their struggle. The person that didn't just call them out, not Lazarus, come forth. The person that went in the grave, help me somebody.
Amen. Woo, that's good.
Put on the swaddling clothes, Jerome. Was wrapped up in the death garments and said, follow me. If it's raining by Dolores, I'm soaking wet. So I want to be known for. You know what I'm saying? And then I told y'all, one day I'm going to make this richest man in trash can a bigger deal. I said, one day we're going to have groups all around the world. Who remembers that? I said, it's going to be like cash flow groups. Grace, Grace remembers. I said, everything I've ever done, it's all documented on YouTube and Facebook, and you just got to go find it everywhere. Go find it. That's what I said. Pay attention. That's what I said. Well, today is that day. The team and I, in front of you, asked ourselves, where are we going? Showed y'all the big old picture of the thing that is whatever it is. It's a nice thing. We showed it to you. We showed you where we're going. We wrote it all down. Here's the picture right here on the screen.
The thing that was in the thing that was in the trash can, but now it's breaking loose.
There it is. It's breaking loose. Remember, we showed you this. I told everybody Dolores was here. She'll back me up. That when I had to decide on what was most important to me, it was Mexit verse. And when I decide, when we go into the future, the only thing I ever put as Mexit verse was news to get people out of. Keep walking. We're going somewhere. Today is that day. This is what we done. We put together, this is separate. I can't do this in the business university. Does that make sense? This is outside the business university. Who remembers sharingourwealth.com? Sharing Our Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I told you, Jerome was there. Jerome said, boy, you doing something. You're all right. And I paused it. Well, today is the day. That's starting to become a theme, ain't it? Today is the day. I paused it and I said, you know what? Sharing Our Wealth was designed for me to give away half my wealth to the people. Y'all remember that? Some of you ain't been here that long, but some of y'all remember that. Yeah, right? Okay. Well, today is the day. Today is the day. For $594, I think that's what the price came out to be, we're going to give away $194,000. Value. We're going to give away 26 things this is not for sale. It is a lifetime membership. And I am looking for folk, not only to be in my city, but to start their own. Rewind, press play. This is a test. I am separating the wheat from the chaff. I'm looking for the cream to rise to the top. I only want Dolores Frieda in them. Do you understand? I'm just telling you what it is. Everything we've been hiding, you weren't even supposed to know about this till Mexico. You wouldn't. But I was minding my business, Jerome, and God said, what you doing? What you doing? You, I told you to speak to the rock. So, somebody know what I'm talking about. You want to hit it. You gotta watch it. I told you.
Them all kind of toes up underneath. And I know you got on boots.
I so do. I told you, speak to the rock. You want to hit it. If you don't do what I said tomorrow, I'm going to get you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I know. Now, sister, God taught the sister Booker differently because she obedient. I'm a knucklehead. You understand? I don't know if y'all caught that. It's all in my energy. You know, it is. Jerome, this was going to have to happen. Let me tell you what's going to have to happen. I joke around the office all the time. This is going to have to happen. It's going to be heaven. Jesus is going to be like, oh, Lord have mercy. He's going to look right at me. Huh? Go on, get in here real quick. Go on for a check. Go on, get in here. Get in here.
He's going to have to let you in, but he going to shake his head. He show in.
Go on, get in here. Hurry up. I need all the grace. You understand? I ain't leftover grace ever. Ever. What is that? Morning by morning? New merch? I use them all every morning. Do you hear me? I use them all up every morning. I push the envelope every chance I get. Every chance. I know God be like, I don't know what I was thinking when I made this boy right here. I understand. I get it. Something wrong with me. You were supposed to hear about this to next year. We're talking about my legacy and taking as many people with me. That's why this don't cost no money. $594 ain't nothing, even if you don't have it. Let me tell you everything that we're getting ready to do.
I think you even dropped down $100 from yesterday when we discussed
it. It was $697. Mm-hmm. Anthony Lucas said, take the two, right? That's what it was.
Okay.
Think about all this. Right. This is every single thing that comes with it. And what we're going to do, one at a time, we're going to do four at a time. I'm going to put it in the chat, and then I'm going to share my screen at the end. Four at a time. Sugar, what number one say? It's in the chat. Are you on your phone? Can you see the chat?
Monetize your website for $199.
All right. Typically costs about $199 to get somebody to monetize your website. Dolores, wouldn't you like to get paid for traffic so you could be customer independent? Anybody who joins the richest man in the trash can community, that's what we're talking about. Your website is automatically monetized. They not hearing me. It's all right.
I'm hearing you.
Describe
monetize for me.
I got you. It means
customers to your website.
Yeah.
So you can make that ching ching.
Yeah. It means every month, if you got enough traffic, it's going to be something that's going to drop in your bank account. Even if it's 24 cents, it's yours, sugar. You understand? That's your 24 cents. The Lord has
to. I don't have to give it to no grandchildren.
That's it. Miss Evelyn, I'm listening. Yes, ma'am.
Sister, I was going to say it's manifestation time because of the prayers of your grandma.
Well, you
Come on now. Come on now, Grandma.
Yes. The sound spot right there. Don't miss it. Don't miss
it.
Okay. Y'all understand. I've been thinking about my grandma all morning. She almost got me. she almost got me for sure. I got a little, I have the only picture, because we lost everything in 2008 Hurricane Ike. All, I don't know if y'all, you know, Galveston was under 25 foot of water. And so I have her funeral picture, and it's in a frame now, you know, the program. It's mm-hmm. in a frame, and I look at it so much. It don't even look like a program picture no more. It looked like my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the book almost got me. I almost took off, Jerome. I was being a color grace.
Go ahead, Antonio.
You know, you being a color grace. He did it. Yeah, I almost, see, I'm going to put me in the corner. We talk about the richest man trash man community. Then, since we learned how to do keywords and got all them tools for you, we bought them, and we're going to help you SEO your website, which is $99, modest. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you all the keywords you need. Then, since you're on social media, we're going to analyze your competition, whoever that may be, whatever industry you're in. We're going to find their keywords and give you the best keywords for social media and the hashtags. $29. That's not that much. Not that much. Then, you're going to get 4 mentor calls from me, Deanna, or Tempest. I'm going to do my very best to make sure all of them are coming from me. 4 calls to where we're going to sit down and we're going to say, all right, you just called. I mean, you just started your business, or you're hearing right now. What are you doing? And I'm going to listen and I'm going to say, okay, this, and that. Do you understand? That's what I did. That ain't too bad. Ain't too bad at all.
No, it ain't too bad at all. And if I was you, I would jump on the calls, because guess what? I wouldn't be where I'm at now.
I've taken him far. Far. You know, right? And he didn't even see what we did yesterday. I've taken him far. Here's the next 4, Dolores.
And no. I want to just say,
yeah,
real quick, thank you so much. I am so grateful for you. So grateful for you.
We done did a whole miracle with you, child.
This is like real emotional for me. So thank you.
Yes. If y'all, some of y'all, you haven't actually had the opportunity to just be one-on-one with me, I promise you it's a whole different thing. I promise you it is. I promise you that it is. It's a whole different thing. And anyway, we got to get to the money. You know what I'm saying? And I flat out told Frieda, we got to get you to the future. We got to get you to the future. I flew out to her the same way I did Jerome. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's clean this up. Let's clean this up. We got to get some of this stuff.
Sure did. Yep. Sure did. So great.
As a matter of fact, Dolores, I'm not even going to do 5 through 8. I'm going to do 5. I'm going to do five all by itself. Okay? Then the richest man, and this is automatic, lifetime membership, one-time payment. Did y'all hear that, all that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number 5. For the lifetime, as long as I'm alive, do you understand? You're in a private community to where you always get to have an open Q&A. That's why we got that Discord. That's why we building our own little app. And remember I snuck in there, Dolores, early this year? Oh, yeah. Them phone calls changing. Our live calls, they're changing a little bit. It's going to be a new call. For VIPs, did I say that? I was talking about these people. I be dropping little, y'all, I literally be dropping little nuggets. Y'all got y'all own call. And guess what the call is? The call is simply log in, I ain't got no agenda. Ask me your questions. What you're struggling with. How much more money you want to make. Come on, man. The call is specifically designed for Margie to say, I need this next. Okay. Tempest, we got resources for her. That's it. That's it. The call specifically for that. Everybody understand what I'm saying? And we know and that's $40,000. It's a mastermind. It's another version of mastermind. And if you don't think people pay $40,000 to get next to me, ask Jerome and them. Do you understand? I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. That's number five. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got your own phone call. In addition to that, number six is you get full access to over 200 hours of live calls plus other recordings. That means, well, you had to find out with number seven. Just know that by the time it's all done, you're going to have a database of all those calls that you can just go back to and say, all right, Antonio fixed my problem here. You remember how we're doing this week? Let me draw it for you. Dolores, screenshot this and whatever you got, put your equivalent here. I'm talking about those kind of calls. Do you understand what I'm saying?
My.
I ain't even done yet. And I'm not even selling. I don't have to sell this. You know what I'm saying? If it's $547, I ain't gonna sell it. I'm just telling you what it is because I'm excited. And then I know Jerome like this. We're going to create your podcast or take it further. If you got a podcast, we're going to monetize it for you. Oh, shucks. If you don't got no podcast, we're going to start one for you, then monetize it.
Shucky ducky.
Oh, man. And let me tell you, and we don't need you to have a large audience to monetize your podcast.
Wait, one more time.
We don't need you to have a large audience to monitor your podcast. You know what Margie podcast fit to be? See, Margie don't know, but I blessed her. You know what Margie podcast fit to be? Margie's podcast is going to be all those crypto classes I taught for 2 hours, 15-minute episodes. She's going to take them 2 hour videos, break them up. She's going to have a whole podcast monetized, never open up her mouth.
Yes.
Man,
awesome.
I can't.
My.
Congratulations, Margie.
I can't.
Thank you, guys.
Things is moving.
You see what I'm saying? So here's the deal. Even if you don't know, somebody's going to say, I don't know what to talk about. You don't need to. We're going to figure it out.
Or you know what to talk about and you just can't get it together. You can't, it's not coming together.
And I'm going to tell you, start a podcast called I Can't Get It Together.
Oh, my God.
I would say start a podcast called I Can't Get It Together. Episode one. Y'all, I'm doing my best. Who out there, and then all you got to do is keep talking to the audience. Who else out there like me? You scared to do this, but I'm still. This is why Sugar keep getting, but I'm still here. Sugar keep getting these fans because Sugar be out there struggling publicly. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't know how to work this thing, but 30 minutes later, I'm still here, y'all. And everybody goes, Sugar, I was with you the whole time. So if you don't,
that's
have
so a, good to me. That's so good.
Absolutely. If you don't have a podcast, we're gonna make you one. If you do have one, we're going to monetize it for you. If you got one that's monetized, we're going to take it further for you. Is that fair? Okay, let me, if you just Google me or any of my podcast, well, the Secret to Success or something, and put like top charts, I'm on a lot of top charts all over the world. It's countries I ain't never even heard of. You understand what I'm saying? It's just all out there. You can Google it yourself and see. We're well able. We're well able. I think that's pretty cool there, Dolores, huh? But think about this for a second. I ain't even got to number eight. But that show seemed like it's worth $547 or whatever I said it is. I think I said 547. Did I say 547? Okay, 547. 549, that's what it was. 549, all right. It was something like that. Something like that. After that, now I know Jerome. If no nobody, let me just pick. Read it, Arshia, so Jerome can hear it in his hearing.
All right, this is for Jerome. Step by step, God too. Jesus, 500,000
a year. You can thank Anthony Lucas for that. Step. Let me show y'all something, man. Let me wrench around and wrench it off.
About to cash my check, brother.
Got you. Let me show y'all something, man. I got something. I got stuff. Oh, hey, you know I had that. Oh, cool. For 60 years or something. I have a note that I use for certain people. I built it over time. It was through trial and error, Jerome. You know who the first person was when I had to do it? The first person was, I don't even remember his name. What's that? Tibbs, what's that guy's name that did the network marketing? Donald? No.
Daryl.
He was the first time I realized I had to do it. Let's see. Trying to show. Okay, I'll find it later. I got a step-by-step guide for 50-year-olds that I created to get them to $100,000 real quick. And the first person I realized I needed to start writing this down with was with Daryl. Daryl Dillahunty, that's his name. It was with him. This was years ago. And I was sitting on the back porch of the office and he was asking me questions. And he was like, man, how do you do that? I said, well, I talk to people like you all the time. I was like, huh, I need to write this down. But over years, I have, if over years, I've guided people over 50 to double and triple their retirement. And all of a sudden, I just said, you know, I just started writing this down. Deanna, there's a video. Well, it'll be on ATS TV now, but there's a video that comes with the Richest Man Trash Can community where Deanna, never before seen, where Deanna asked me, how can I increase my dad's retirement? And I go in. So if you're over 50, we go into a $500,000 guide. And it ain't hard. Because money.
I'm ready.
That's automatic. And you're going to get it. And it's going to be complete. See, last year, Sugar said, we need a silver sneakers universe. And I don't know if I remember that. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Well, what I did, I said, Mexi is going to come out. And it never came out. Because I built it inside the Richest in the Trash Can community. Everything she asked for, I built inside of here. Yep. 100%. Just tell you what it is. Tell you what it is, okay? Now, watch this here.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank the team, because they was coming up with this stuff yesterday, and I went home and I said, all right, got it. It matches something I've already been working on. Now, let me do this here. What number did I post in there, Dolores? What number was it? I don't remember the number.
He put number eight in the chat.
Number eight. Thank you so much. Then what we're going to do for people like Dolores, we're going to teach you how to capture internet leads and convert them. Oh, I ain't playing no games. Sorry. I can't.
Go ahead.
I'm still an 80s baby. I can't.
It's all right.
Yeah. Can't help myself. You say, Watch it. You ready, Dolores? Here is. So capturing internet leads, not only does that come with a conference that we already did and we pulled, nobody ever seen it. It's like 19 hours. Here's my script. Look at that one time. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, look, storyteller. Okay, boom. How to write the perfect blog post. 150 ideas. Scroll down here. Oh, Facebook pages. Point is, that's a ton of classes, ain't it? So when we say how to convert internet leads or something, I don't mean, all right, everybody, let's sit down for one time and say no, because we're talking about my legacy. This is what I desire, Dolores. I desire that I have to do a lot of this live to that private community for about a year or two. Class, 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 class. Recording. Here it is in this place. That's why sharing our wealth was paused. That's why it's a learning management system. And that's why if you go over there and look and say members only, Jerome, we real slick over here, man. That's why it's got to be outside the business university, because this isn't streaming service type stuff and this isn't classes. This is private members only. And I can't have private members only on ATS TV. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Because this is, it's so beautiful when you think about it. It's just a sexy thing going on here, Adrian. It's just amazing. And I was minding my business, I'm telling you, and God was like, do it again. Do it again. Don't do what I said again and see what happens. Right here, if you come to spread open. There it is. The courses, right here, it'll do its little thing. Really wrench around a little bit. And right here, members only. Y'all see it? Members only. Been designed that way, been up, been built, got gamification all in it to where you get badges and stuff. We just ain't never told y'all. That's all right. That's all right. You saw how long that script was, Dolores? So when I tell you capturing internet leads, we're not talking about 10 hours. We're talking about, and it'd be short classes, obviously, but we're talking about the Holy Bible of it. You understand? What I want you to do is I want you to be able to go back to, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say, by the time you're done, I want Sugar to say, somebody say, Sugar, I need help with something. And she can go, oh, I know exactly how to do that. Really, you do? Oh, yeah, I know all about sales funnels. I sure do.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know exactly. I know the sales funnel, capturing at least all of it. Really? Yeah. Well, can you help me do it? Sure can. Be $3,000. You know what I'm saying? She could go to her notes, and then this is what she do. Then she go back on her login. All right. She go back on her login. She take one of them clients and say, all right, we're going to go in this order. And what's the order? The order I went in. And she's going to watch that little class first, take them notes, and she's going to go back to them. Okay, don't ask. We're going to focus on this one thing. You get it? You're going to take my stuff and reteach it and make money with it.
My, 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 that's my, the golden speaker move.
I love it.
She gonna do it too, cause ooh, I love you, Sugar. She don't be wasting no. You know what?
That's awesome.
In 2015, me, Deanna, and Grace stayed in the office till midnight typing out these notes. We were tired. And they sacrificed. And I said, we're going to use those one day. And I built the whole ATS company off of it. And now we're just going to teach you how to be ATS and better. You see why I keep saying, Frida, this ain't for everybody? I ain't looking for everybody. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all can go.
This is exactly. And
cryptocurrency.
Then what we going to do, Dolores? We're going to help you master sales funnels. You ain't going to have no more questions. Man, no more questions. We're going to tell you what software to get it. And once we design our software, you can use ours. You ain't had no more questions. You ain't gonna have no more questions. Yeah, y'all see them prices next to each one, huh? Yeah, okay. Then what we're gonna do, we're gonna help y'all be like Grace. Y'all see how much I post? Have you just followed my social media? Have you just seen like every time you turn around, damn, another post? Uh-huh. Yep, mm-hmm. That's called content curation.
It is. I look forward to seeing them pop up.
Good. That's what I'm telling you. That's how you know they're resourceful. That's how you know they're resourceful. 11, we're going to teach you all about content curation. And of course, it's going to include the Gary V model about taking one thing into 64. Of course it is. Of course it is. You know what I'm saying? That's number 11. Number 12. Did I tell you how many total numbers it is? I don't think I did. I'm glad I didn't. So now we get the guests together. Then we're going to teach you how to master social media real talk. And it's, you know, a modest $199. That's not expensive. You know what I'm saying? I guess you can learn it by Googling, but we're just going to teach you faster and better. Social media mastery course. We got you. Say less. Then, Deanna and myself, going to get with you. We got to get your podcast interviews. And we got to get you on radio interviews. Jerome ought to be at iHeart right now talking about his book series. Then we got to teach you how to act on a radio interview because your answers have to be concise because every 9 minutes, they're going to a commercial. And every radio host said the same thing. And you know, and tell me, you do this, you do that, man. Can you tell our audience a little bit about you? And I know exactly what I'm going to say. It's my 3-minute story cut down to 1.5 minutes. Would you like to hear it? I got it down. It's rehearsed. Every time. It sounds so natural, too. It sounds so natural.
Give it to us. Go ahead. Give it to us.
And tell me, tell us a little bit about yourself. What, you know what? 1981 was grown. Crack cocaine came through the neighborhood. My parents could no longer legally, physically, or morally keep me. And eventually I found myself in a trash can. And I spent from 6 to 15 homeless. It was terrible. And one day I remember looking up with a blinking star and saying, man, I got to get out this trash can. But think about it. Can you imagine spending that long homeless kid in a trash can? And I see this blinking star and I say, man, I'm gonna get to these stars one day. And I found out, you know, through cognitive reasoning, that's not a star, it's an airplane. And that's what I do today, Dolores. I fly across the world, teaching people how to get out their trash can. It reminds me of a story by Spencer Johnson called Peaks and Valleys. It was a valley dude with valley girlfriend, valley parents, and all those valley people told him how he could not climb the peak of the mountain. Isn't it funny, Dolores, I'm acting like she's the radio host. Isn't it funny, Dolores, how people who never been somewhere will tell you where you can't go? But I'm here on your radio show to tell everybody you can get to the mountaintop. Even if you got to go there with broken nails and bloody knuckles, you can get to the mountaintop. And I hope there's somebody on your show, Dolores, that understands that you can get to where you're trying to get to. And people like you and people like me are here to assist them to get to the mountaintop. And that's my story.
Wow. Awesome.
It's every time.
Awesome.
It's every time.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. But think about this for a second. That was a minute and a half. I got it so down. It is what it is. I know each movement. But on top of that, I didn't take the bait of talking about me. I disguised my agenda of giving value to her audience through talking about me. And we got a whole course on that for you. Is that all right with you? It's important because you never, every time, I mean, here's what happened. You're going to do a keynote and you're going to say, oh man, that was so good. Can you tell us a little bit more about you, Jerome? And you don't go, well, that was it. No, you go, oh, it reminds me of a story, right? You know what I'm saying? This is what you have to do and we're going to teach you how to do it. Cool? All right, cool. I'm having fun with this now, Dolores. I'm having fun. Then the holy grail of it all. Y'all ready? Facebook and Google Ads mastery. Oh, don't fool me now. Oh, no. You do know. You ain't making no noise in this world without mastering ads. They don't care nothing about your post. Dolores, did you pay for that post? No? Well, show it to 12 people. That's... Oh, yeah, we ain't all on the same social medias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at Prophet Jerry live. Oh, man. That's so good from a hospital bed and everything. Look at that. Did he pay for this post? I'm sure to 12 people. Forget his bed and his story. Come on now. You know what it is. So we're going to teach you 100% Facebook ads through and through. And I don't mean what we've done in the business universe. I mean more. And we're going to teach you Google ads. Why? Because if you know how to do Facebook ads, you know how to do Instagram ads. They come together. If you know how to do Google ads, you know how to do YouTube ads. They come together. And after that, this one thing alone, you should be making $100,000 a year. Once we teach you how to master this, you better go out from ATS and say, Sister Booker, tell your pastor I can grow the church. Do you understand? I'm just telling you what it is. Okay? Tell you what it is. Dolores says she'll see the replay. Okay, Dolores. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. I'll send you the whole list too. Get rid of that. And then e-commerce. We done started 3 e-commerce businesses that fast. We done had our shield on the whole supplement company call last week. We're gonna teach you everything we know about e-commerce and how to go ahead and start that off. I'm just wrenching it off. Then what are we gonna do? It's number 16, which is important. We got to grow that email list, don't we, Dolores? We're going to hook you up. These are real prices. About $99. And then, Tempest, myself, we're going to teach Jerome how to actually have a landing page for his book that actually converts into sales. So all of you with books out there, Tyrell, landing pages that convert. Your book shouldn't have no website. It needs a landing page. It can go to a website after that. You know what I'm saying? We've given away over 10,000 Richest Man in Trash Can books. That's incredible. Most publishers, that's major publishing type stuff. Then what we're going to do, because Dolores likes this kind of stuff, all them secret resources we use and we don't tell nobody about, are we going to give all that away? What apps we use to make this graphic, who would like to know that? How many, how we post this, how we get that video to look so clean?
Mm-hmm.
Why your sound sound better than mine? What cameras you're using? How did you?
As well as the music.
As well as,
you have fabulous music.
Yes. Where we get our music from? Yep. So right. Forgot about that. I'm gonna show you something real quick because I did something so slick on y'all. I know Dolores got to go, but I did something. I'm almost done. It's actually, I got about another 10 minutes. I did something so slick on y'all that I didn't even tell you. You're just supposed to look. I just assume y'all gonna look at what I'm doing. So I don't say nothing because I know how to be humble. So I don't say nothing. What's the, I don't even know if y'all even seen this one. If you haven't seen how to make $100,000 a month, God bless you. Because look, this video and every last one of these did everything for you. Did everything for you. Anyway, let me do this here real quick. I'm looking for one in particular. See how good my search is. Oh, we got a really good search. Really good search. This is what I was looking for. If you go in this article, his video, obviously, but then watch, something's going to happen. It's real slick on you.
Hey, Antonio, that's a good video that I looked at. That you had.
Appreciate you. It's real slick, but watch y'all. Watch what happens here. Watch what happens. Here is, I guess it's being delayed. But if it stops delaying, this whole thing right here scrolls inside itself. That's a whole PDF in the middle of a website scrolling inside itself.
What you talking about with this?
So you got to say, so now you scroll the page, but you can go right there and scroll to that PDF too. So surely you want to know how to do that yourself. Surely you want to know how to do that yourself. And tell you what tools you're using, man, because to be honest with you, our tools keep us ahead of our competition. And of course, for people like Renee, how to write the perfect blog post. For people like Dolores, that's doing interviews and need people to watch those interviews, all those words that sell we good at, we'll give you a whole master course on that. And then Deanna or Grace is going to give you free promotion in front of 30,000 people in 30 days and eventually 2.4 million people by interviewing you for the Secrets to Success podcast. Please
come on with it.
Wow.
One of y'all here just paid somebody like me that's not chocolate in the color of persuasion $3,000 to get on a podcast just to get in front of that many people. Well, me too. I got millionaires and billionaires on my podcast. And future millionaires and billionaires, which is you. How to do the perfect webinar, that's 22. And then 23 through 26, we're gonna teach you how to master sales. Remember that thing I was showing you, that Billy Mays fund I was showing you yesterday? And we're going to teach you how to scale up the same way we did Ask Jerome. We don't look like what we looked like 4 years ago. It's not even close. It used to be, can you hear me? Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Uh-huh.
All right, we gotta wait till the internet come back up. I swear to God, that's how to multiply my money and how to dominate the recession. All of these 26 things come out $194,139. Congratulations. Remember I told y'all earlier this week that computer programming starts this week and Pathfinder starts this week. Remember I said all that stuff, right? And I said, this is the sneaky side of it. This is the stuff inside that. Okay? This is the stuff inside that. $549. Only taking 20 people. Let me make sure I can handle 20 people. Hold on. Let me do some math. I need to convert some hours.
What a steal.
Yeah, those hours are just fine. Your class will be, your live classes. I'll get with Sister Booker. I have Grace, I'm gonna get with Sister Booker, and we're gonna see what time is good for her. Because she is a busy professional, retired grandmother. Well, she's not retired from grandmother, but you understand. And if it works good for her, it'll work good for a lot of people. Does that make sense? So that's what I do. I'll do that. And of course, if you miss it, don't worry, because you have your own website that nobody else can get into but you. Members only. Got me? Get with Grace, get with Monica, get with Frida, doesn't matter. $549, 20 people only. We'll open it up later for more, but that's it. 20 people only. Everybody got me? Prophet Jay is going to ask me a question. Man, do I have to do this plus the Mexican ticket? That's what he's going to ask me. Because that's what I would ask me. Debatable. If you're somebody like Prophet Jerry, I'll let this count towards your Mexican ticket. If you're somebody like Antonio, stop. You know what I'm saying? You stop it, Antonio. Prophet Jerry, yes. Get it? Yes. Deal? All right, we'll see you all at 10:30, 20 people, extremely private community. Extremely private. Because y'all don't understand. The blessing Sugar and Jerome got coming to them is just too far. Y'all don't even understand. It's just too far. It's just too much. But I know what's going to happen with her spices business, though. I'm about to put my hands all over that. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? All right. Be blessed. Frida just put her number in the chat. Put her number in Discord for me, Tempest. And then Grace. And y'all have a good day. That's right, Tyrell and our partnership.
My birthday wishes to everybody. And Jerome, thank you for the poem, even though I didn't hear it, but thank y'all.
Oh, you know he gonna email it to you. He ain't gonna let you miss it. Go ahead, Prophet Jerry.
How can I tell this person, you know who I'm talking about, that this is a good deal? And how can I pitch him?
If all you just need is this email, that's completely itemized. You know what I'm saying? This email and the website, That's completely itemized. And hold on,
before you close out, let me copy. Yeah.
I'll have it sent to you.
Yeah, can you send one through how many it is to my or email?
Mm-hmm. I have Grace and O. She'll be faster than me. But sure can.
And see what you know. Well, you know how some folks are.
Well, no, I completely understand. But this is what, remember what he asked for last time? Was this? Nah, it's still.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
You can do that, then I'll talk to him ASAP.
All right. So we're going to call this private coaching and mentoring.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop.
I got you. I know exactly what you're asking for, and that's a that's a big deal, too. Now, I don't want to.
Because it's crazy, it's there.
I know
for me, but then it's like you holding me social security. I don't knock those that's on it, but I wish it's somewhere I can get off of it. Because they hold you up a whole lot with a whole, well, that's another story.
Yeah. $549.
Okay.
It's not $10,000. And it is not $194,000. I'm willing to bet you and Renee, two-person household, your food costs $549 every 30 days.
Especially being vegan.
So you understand. You get what I'm saying? So if you can't talk to so-and-so and they won't allow a food budget to change the quality of your life,
mm-hmm.
you got different problems
mm-hmm.
that you may need a change of representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about the price of food for 30 days. That's not an investment. You understand? That's mm-hmm. Now, it is an investment for you. But I own stock. Amazon stock is more than $549 a share.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody here rent. It's $549. We all wish it was. Everybody took Tippett's wish her mortgage was $549.
Oh, shoot. Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? $549 is nothing.
I got you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, I know you got me. But when you approach, you need to say, hey, this is $549 and here's every single thing I get. Plus, Grace, I already sent it to you. It's in line out. Okay, she's gonna send it to you. Plus, and then put the website as well. The sharingourwealth.com be over there in that, like that's where the courses will be at. And then a non-member can't see all of them. They can only see what I want displayed. So this guy won't be able to see them. You know what I'm saying? But he'll see enough to see the site, reputable, to see that. And hey, I'm already famous, so you don't need to see me. You just show them some link or something. I'm out there everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Or Mexit News as well, Grace, just so you can see I own that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If that ain't enough, then...
Okay.
We'll work it out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. We not gonna stop you. But we'll work it out. You feel me? But yeah, I'm gonna do everything I can to help you. I swear to God I am. Everything I can to do to help y'all. If $549 made or break broke me. I don't know what to take. I don't know what to take. Just know I'm giving up my time. And it's meant to be limited, but it's something like limited for a whole year with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, it'll all be automated and then I can get my time back. You feel me? And get my time back. I'm automated and see it after that. But y'all are the people I'm going to serve. But from Margie to Arshia to Tyrell.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
If it's a year, right? I'm just thinking in my brain how it works. Mm-hmm. Can't they go get a subscription for a 10-month subscription, $59.70 a month? And then that or they can present that to wherever. And then that would seem like that would you know, they're going, somebody going to reveal that.
Yep. There you go. That'll work too. In your special case, Prophet Jerry, that'll work too. If you want to do that, if you want to break it down like that. So it looks like a monthly subscription, a limited monthly subscription. If that does it, then that's fine too. You get what I'm saying? That's fine too. So there you go. Somebody just messaged me, said they're paying a day. And then, what I didn't tell you with is, if you have a business, it's me and your business, you're basically in partnership with me until completion. You know what I'm saying? It's a different kind of mastermind. This is special. I forget who I told this week. I told somebody this week. Oh, it was Henry. It was Henry. Mick Henry. I said, bro, the reason I'm doing this is because I need your testimony. It's not your money that I need. It is your testimony that says, man, this man turned my whole business around. That's what I need. Not to sell it, although I will. Not to get the big head, already got one. At this point, I'm so legacy focused that if I'm not making people's lives better, I'm not serving God. I can't get more.
Thank you.
Okay, not for the same. I got at least one, Margie.
Amen.
I changed at least one. If I need your testimony, and can't nobody bribe you out of a testimony. You either giving it or I don't deserve it. And the only way I deserve it is to lay at your feet and wash them and give you tangible results inside your physical life. And by then, the world will know I am his disciple.
Indeed you are.
That's the only thing. But
yeah. I already told you. I know this thing.
I'm just doing one time, Jerron. Sister Booker brought this up. It's her fault. We're going to blame her. Okay. I'm going to do it right here. We're going to blame her because I'm telling you what there's something I just quoted that I need you to understand. I alluded to it. I didn't quote it, but I promise you, ain't nobody over 50 disagreeing with this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish. It'll be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. And all I just said in your hearing, that I'm doing this now because God didn't send me here to hoard what he gave me. At this point, I am extremely conscious. And God is keep telling, share right now, because that's what I told you to do. And stop delaying and stop being so strategic about this sharing. Protect yourself by putting 20 in at a time. I didn't say share sloppy, but share, or you are not my disciple, because you ain't making them disciples. And how are you a disciple? You got fruit. And if you're walking around here talking about God is good and you're broke, it's my fault. It ain't your fault. It's a teacher who can save you from being broke, and they taking your broke condition and profiting from it. And somebody got to change that. That's all this is about. You know what I'm saying? And for $549, that's the best I can do. And that's only because I got people to pay. I took the bare minimum. All right. Frida, you sold this one, so you get this. All right, Tempest, you got to use this software. Here's your monthly bill that you got to pay for. It's the bare minimum. It's the bare minimum. There's nothing in this profit for me. My profit comes from traffic. You understand? The profit comes from traffic.
I have a question. Other stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
This, and forgive me if I didn't catch it. This is monthly.
No, or... ma'am. One-time payment. Okay. The businessman in me want to say monthly or yearly, but God ain't say that, Margie. You hear me? And what God said. So I'm being obedient. Thank you, Tawala. I'm being obedient, right? I've been obedient. This is what it is. It's what it is. I'm being obedient. No. I need your testimony. Okay, Susan. I need your testimony. Because God is good. Yes, sir.
I read Dr. Sugar her poem today.
Yes, you sure can.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. We done. I'm done. I'm
trying to restrain myself because she wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, I should have let you do it when she brought it up.
And I said but it just say it ain't the same. Okay. So you ready, Dr. Sugar?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. All right. The title of your poem is It's the Past Which Made Her Dr. Trask. And it goes like this. Today is a special day. That was yesterday. For my awesome and wonderful friend. I honestly can't tell you where she's headed, but I know some of the places she's been. She'll be the first to tell you her story. And all those many times she fell. It seems like every time she found a way to escape, she got kicked back into hell. And then the impossible happened. And then she met this man. And when she received him with her childlike faith, she began to understand. Then came miracle after miracle, which was laid pleasantly at her feet. She thought that she was unworthy to receive because she had came in from them streets. But then he cleaned her up and then anointed her with his word, officially ordained to preach the gospel. Well, at least that's what I heard. I'm totally blown away. And I caught a glimpse of her history with each and every story. I can't believe she's still alive to tell her truth. But she only gives God the glory. An example for all to follow, and you better believe I'm taking notes. When some found out that she was a baby boomer, they took her for a joke. They wouldn't even give her a chance, and in turn, were constantly on her case. But I watched her from the sideline as they wiped egg right off their face. She's the light rays from the darkness, and who has helped me through hard times. I want to pinch her to see if she's real or not, but all I get from her is God's sunshine. Well, today is February the 9th, the day that God brought her into this world. Happy birthday, Dr. Sugar Trask, because you're an awesome woman and a wonderful girl.
Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank all of ATS. Thank you all.
Very welcome. You're very welcome. Very welcome. Y'all love me, Shawn Mice, and clap one more time. Woo!
Happy birthday.
We love you, Dr. Sugar.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Sugar.
Make sure y'all, you can do, let me tell you something. This is something I didn't say, but I'm just going to say it out loud because questions that may be asked. Pretty simple. Now we're surprising a few people, Phil and Susan Vasteen, and we're paying for these things too. You know what I'm saying? We're paying for these things. Some of these things cost, we're paying for these things. For Vasteen case, he has no idea that we're doing something special for him. For Phil and Susan, they have no idea, but we're doing something special for them. And I'm not gonna say nothing, and I don't want to. My point there is, when you get the opportunity to be a blessing and you can, that's what you need to do. No different than Jerome has the opportunity to bring joyful tears to Sugar's eyes. No different than we have the platform and the technology. What sense does it make to give Phil and Susan, the Bureau of Influential Speakers, but not a few other things that goes with it for maximum conversion? What sense does it make for Vasteen to have such a catalog now, but not have maximum conversion? What sense does it make for Sugar to give every chance she get and not get a poem? Those of you who understand need no explanation. But every great teacher always will, always has told all of you, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Try to remember that, because life is real funny. It will make you think God ain't good. Don't fall for that trap. Yes, ma'am.
You know, what you are doing now is the most perfect thing that you can be doing for everyone on this call.
Amen.
It's exactly what is needed to grow their businesses. And I just need to say this, you know, because there are new people on the call and, mm-hmm. you know, we've been here for 5 years working for free.
Yeah.
And, you know, things were said to be given to us, this, that, you know, and we've just quietly kept going and had the faith that it would eventually happen, even though we've had to sacrifice and haven't had income.
Right.
Working here. We truly haven't had income, but we stay here because we believe in Antonio and everyone, and we love everyone here. But, you know, at some point,
it's difficult.
If we don't stand up for ourselves and say, look, you know, we can't go on like this if we don't have what we need and what was promised for us. So I want you people to understand, it's to, you know, when you hear it, and maybe if I was on a call and heard that, I'm like, what the heck? Why do these people always get this? You know, what's to know that it's been financially draining on us. And time spent, 5 years on call, being here and being for everyone. And, you know, we're going to get salaries and this and that and all the things, but I know, you know, you guys were struggling and doing, and, and that just made us struggle more. You know, we've got family and friends, and people say, what are you doing this for? You know, why are, you know, come over here with us and do this. You know, we really could use you, and we don't do it. We stay, and we want to stay. So just so y'all know, you know, it's just not, you know, all this greatness.
Right.
It's been, you know, and the thing is, we came down to Florida and gave up, you know, pretty much everything to care for my mom and to do the things that we've had to do. And it hasn't been easy. You know, it would be a lot easier for us to go back to Ohio and pick up where we left off and all those things. But that doesn't seem to be our destiny. Our destiny was when we first met Antonio and we started working together to try to save the Les Brown thing. And from there, you know, we believed in Antonio and Grace and Deanna and Tempest from the beginning. When I saw those girls and what they were doing and, you know, the sacrifices they've made, they've all made, you know, I understood. But I just want y'all to know where we are, humbly speaking.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't do it anymore unless things change. We just can't. You know, we have to have income.
Absolute facts. And everybody should be in that energy, right?
Yes.
Here's what's not known. That this is why moving, making sure everybody, here's what's not known. There's not a single person in the history of ATS that has ever been paid outside of a sale commission of ATS. A bunch of friends got together, said, we're going to build, put all our money in, put it back. And there will come a point, we'll know what that point is, and we'll all get taken care of. Tempest has never been paid. Tempest, am I lying?
No.
Grace, never been paid. Deanna, never been paid. And every great startup that has ever come up has that same story. From Facebook to Apple, doesn't matter. They had shares. They got investors. From those investors on them shares, once it reached a point, those people were able to cash in those shares. In this case, we ain't got no investors. That makes sense. Makes sense for a few reasons. For one, not really my thing. Two, I'm Black. Don't ever get that twisted. Investors don't hang around folk that look like me. You can say whatever you want to say. This is what it is. Phil and Susan, Fastine, never. Nobody. I do not draw a salary from ATS. I don't need to. I'm quite savvy. I don't need to. And I have investments. Nobody. But I know this. I know that the company is nice and right where it should be. And now we can do things that says it's your turn, and it's your turn, and it's your turn. I know this even more. I know that if it don't happen, it's gonna be all my fault. If it do happen, I ain't gonna be able to take no credit. That's how it works. If it mess up, all credit go on me. If I actually pull it off, which has already happened, but whatever. If I actually pull it off, I gotta keep my mouth shut. Because God don't behave like that. And that wouldn't just you. If I ever say, they're gonna say, well, what about Tempest? You can't do that. What about Deanna? You can't do that. But the blame won't be on them. It'll always be on me. And that is the honor badge of leadership that we carry. Not a complaint, not a anything. You understand? This is what it is. Everybody has sacrificed so y'all can benefit. Phil, Susan, Tempest, Deanna, everybody I'm not naming. So every day you complain, all right, well, there you go. And we get back up and we do it all over again. And every day you say, well, this is too expensive. All right. Let me get back up. Let me do it all over again. You get what I'm saying? And that's just 100%. So, you like it? Do it. You don't like it? Don't. But I can tell you this. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. See you all at 10:30. Tony T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. See you now. Y'all have a good one. Love you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.